Bill.
Hi, how are you?
You want to sit on the porch here?
Sure.
Norm Stenzel and his family live in an earth-covered house on the edge of a cornfield next to a pond stocked with bluegills. Like everyone who lives in the country, this seemingly idyllic life depends on a well.
Our lifeline as far as survival out in the country, we use that for all of our home needs. We use that for the cattle and for the chickens.
That well, which draws from the Mohammed Aquifer, might be under threat.
Straight south, there's a well for Illinois American Water on the road a mile south of us. A mile south of that is the Illinois American Water treatment plant. A mile south and a mile west is another well that in the well field. A mile east of us, actually 2 miles east of us, is the Andersons. And if Andersons put up their ethanol plant, they'll have a well of their own.
Stenzel's property sits smack dab in the middle of the Illinois American Water Company's new well field near Bonneville, wells that supply Champaign-Urbana with millions of gallons a day. Only a stone's throw away sits the Andersons grain elevator, which someday might house a water-hungry ethanol plant.
If both both Illinois American and Andersons are pumping out of that, I may be affected by both those cones of depression.
While Stenzel should worry about his well, it isn't because the aquifer will run out of water. David Larson tells me that it's huge, and he ought to know. He's head of the hydrology section of the Illinois State Geological Survey.
And I think that's the thing that most people don't understand, is that this thing is huge. But the thickness varies from something like 70 to 150 feet thick, and the width varies from less than a mile to several miles. And it goes from the Indiana state line all the way over to the Illinois River. It's a huge amount of water.
The aquifer holds trillions of gallons. Yet if it won't run dry, why should Norm Stenzel be worried about his well?
If there is uncontrolled development that goes in with a lot of wells being concentrated in a small area, that certainly would have a different impact on the aquifer than if that development were spread out over a larger part of the aquifer.
In Larson's word concentrated lies the key to evaluating the demands placed on our water supply. The Mohammed Aquifer isn't an underground river that flows freely, but slowly moving water nested in pores. This in turn affects the functioning of a well field. Think of it this way. You're at a beach and you step back a few feet from the surf. In the dry sand you dig a hole. Eventually, of course, you'll strike water. If someone were to build a similar well too close to yours, it would lower the water level in your well. Yet if someone a mile down the beach dug a hole, it wouldn't affect you at all. So the closer the wells, the more interference. Al Weirman of the Water Survey says that human actions can often change the flow of water in an aquifer.
Water that used to just flow down the valley, we're also now pulling water back from Piatt County. So we've actually reversed the flow in a portion of the aquifer.
While this might sound ominous, all wells modify the flow underneath to a degree. Geologist Larson says we need to keep the following in mind.
It's a very good water supply, and that if it's managed correctly, it will sustain us for many years to come.
But what does David Larson mean by managing correctly? Tomorrow, I look at how we should responsibly use the water in the Mohammed Aquifer, including the impact of high water use ethanol plants. For AM 580 News, I'm Bill Hammack.